This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And your home for Father's Day and broadcast radio today. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, happy Father's Day, everybody. And I say everybody. Well, everybody who's a dad. Everybody else, sorry, it's not your holiday. Go out and enjoy the dads and grandpas. Honor those who have come and gone. My dad, happy Father's Day, somewhere else other than here on the physical plane. Unless you've come back, it's possible. Love to all the dads and granddads out there. Happy Father's Day, Super Don. Happy Grandpa's Day for Super Don, because he's doing double duty, maybe quadruple duty. I can't keep up with all the grandkids just rolling around Super Don's studio when we're planning for the show. But happy Father's Day, Super D. Love you, appreciate you as well.
And back at you. Thank you.
Yeah, so my message to dads, don't revel in the love. Unless you stand up and defend your family, your kids. This is a big issue in California and New York particularly. I don't mean to, you know, ignore West Virginia that's been dealing with this forever, and Mississippi. These are states that have basically said, no, you don't have religious freedom. You don't have the capacity or the right to say no to medical interventions, particularly coming in syringes. And dads, I'm asking you to be like what we know of the mama bears, to stand up and defend your kids like you are, I would say, obligated to do. You brought them into this world. Some way you had something to do with it. I would ask you to stand up and defend your family like the mama bears are doing right now. Big news out of New York, of course. They passed the bill. Cuomo signed it into law. Even though it's unlawful, in my opinion, not a lawyer, would not want to be one, but they said you no longer have a religious freedom, a right to say no to vaccination. You disapprove, because of your religious beliefs, for instance, of injecting animal RNA or DNA into your child? Sorry, that doesn't qualify. You have a religious belief or spiritual belief or concept in your life that you live by, you strive to live by, that includes not injecting aborted fetal cells. Children who are aborted. And those cells are used as constraints, if you will, for growing some of the substrates growing for some of these ingredients that end up in vaccines. You have a belief against abortion? Sorry, doesn't apply to vaccinations. You still have to get your kids vaccinated if you want to send them to any school, daycare, or in the case of Rockland County, what you heard in New York, if they want to attend religious services for Jewish people, the high holy days. You can't do it unless you've got that MMR, evidence of MMR. This is a crazy time, is it not, to think about the fundamentals upon which our nation, for those of you watching and listening and viewing in the United States, I know around the world we have listeners and viewers all over the world to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and they appreciate the message of health freedom and healing liberty. But now you have to carve out the concept of health freedom and healing liberty and make exceptions to that rule when it comes to products of the pharmaceutical industrial complex that carry no liability should they injure or kill you, your wife, your spouse, your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, or your children, or your grandchildren. I can't exaggerate how disastrous this is. Yet if I were to blame Big Pharma, I would be blaming a symptom, if you will, or something that facilitates a symptom to occur. How did we get to the place where a government could run roughshod over your religious beliefs in a country that claims it was founded via the Declaration of Independence on honoring individual liberty, inclusive of when later the Constitution was ratified and the first 10 amendments as part of that, known as the Bill of Rights, ratified, which granted you no rights from government, because government cannot grant you that which it has no ability to give you, because you are not a creation of government. Here's a fundamental flaw in where we have as a belief system in the American body politic. And whether you're a left, right, center, Republican, Democrat, even though right now it will acknowledge the left Democrats have embraced this concept of pharmaceutical church and forcing everybody of every religious belief or non-religious belief into the pews with them by turning over your children via fiat, via mandate, to accept injections even if it violates your fundamental belief system. And it could be philosophical. I would argue that philosophical and religious, it would be very hard to parse the two, because in reality, if you have a philosophy upon which you base your life or a religious belief upon which you base your life, this is ultimately a belief that is yours and shall not be infringed by government. And so it's easy to blame Big Pharma. They're just in it for business. They happen to have very good business acumen, and part of that acumen is getting special monopoly status granted to them, which can't be done by you or me, but can be done by government. Like the kings of old, the emperor who grants blanket immunity to his court, to whomever he favors or she favors, in the case of the queen. And we have that existing in the United States today, which is so far removed from a Republican form of government, that which was guaranteed by the Constitution. Not Republicans and Democrats. Those are political parties. Those are Hegelian dialectic plays upon our consciousness to divide us, to make us hate one another or fear one another, rather than to align and recognize that no matter what party you claim affiliation to, what religious group or non-religious group you claim affiliation to, that the real threat to liberty has always been what our founders told us. A centralized bureaucracy that would run roughshod over our rights that are granted to us by a creator. Now, everybody has a different name, perhaps. Some of you would say God, the creator, Yahweh, whatever you call it. It is far beyond government. And our founders said government shall have no ability, no authority to get in between your beliefs and the way you, let's say, live your life based upon those beliefs, as long as, again, the principle of non-interference, the principle of non-violence, as long as you do not visit that violence that government would visit on you to anyone else. In other words, you're not going to force, coerce, deceive, fraudulently, you know, convince or trick somebody into doing something against their will. And yet, the very thing that the leftist lovers of government have done in California and New York now, following up on West Virginia and Mississippi, is to violate that most fundamental of rights that you have, that religious belief that is written in the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now, in New York, they've just passed this on Friday, said, no more, you can't do it, you've got to vaccinate. Except for medical exemptions, which in California teeters on the edge as SB 276, if it passes, signed into law, now will make doctors afraid to write exemptions. that don't fit in with the narrow definition of the CDC, which claims that their definition is not the be-all, end-all definition that doctors have to use. But they want to use that because government has thrown its lot in with the pharmaceutical church. So blame Big Pharma. They were just smart and savvy, although criminal, in buying influence of your legislatures, whether they be Republican or Democrat. Again, primarily Democrat at this point, evidence shows. But if the Republicans do it, we're calling them out too. Now there's a lawsuit. RFK Jr. is set to sue the state of New York. And our friend has put that out, Rita Palma, who we've interviewed here a number of times on the Robert Scott Bell Show. They're suing New York State for the recent repeal of the religious exemption to vaccination. They're raising money to do so. If you feel so inclined to support those efforts, go for it. I want to dig deeper into the strategy here, because every lawsuit thus far challenging what happened in California has failed. Failed miserably. Now, some of it would argue it's not enough money to take it all the way to the Supreme Court. That could be part of the case. But they're all having to overcome what's known as the Jacobson decision in the early part of the 20th century, where they said public health overrides religious freedom. Because your religious freedom ends where, what? Our fear of germs begins. Here's another dogma for you, folks. Republicans and Democrats alike, all the way up to the top levels of our government, to the lowest levels of government, on the state and local level, have bought into the germ theory as the explanation for why we get sick or why we are not sick. That is, the mere exposure to a germ will definitively result in disease. Therefore, everybody is a potential disease spreader, especially as it's defined by government now, owned and captured by Big Pharma. If you're not vaccinated, you are unclean. You are unfit to move about the American cabin. And those of you in religious communities especially, we're going to tackle you. You Jews in New York, you've been targeted as being unclean. Isn't this horrific? Isn't this horrendous? Because you believe that the germ is the cause of disease rather than the law of the terrain, which explains it is the terrain, the milieu, the environment that determines health or disease, not the pathogen, which is very empowering but very disempowering to the pharmaceutical church. Happy Father's Day, y'all. I got a question. If you're worshiping at church today, what about the other 5 days of the week? Are you turning your children over to the state religion of modern medicine? It's a very serious question. Dads, on Father's Day, I want you to think clearly about this. Your wives, the mama bears, they figured it out before you. The question is, will you be on board and stand steadfast against this government encroachment on the sanctity and sovereignty of your family?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And another thing on this Father's Day. How many kids do you know, millennial and post-millennial, that are not chronically ill? Be honest. How many of these millennial and post-millennial kids, Generation Z, do you know that don't have allergies, attention deficit, hyperactivity, anything in that realm, skin issues, digestive issues? You name the autoimmune disease, even cancers, neurological, I mean, on and on and on. We talk about public health because they say vaccines for public health. This is the Jacobson decision. This is what RFK Jr. and crew are going to have to overcome in suing the state of New York for violating religious freedom to say no to a medical intervention that is arguably unnecessary, arguably more dangerous for your health than helpful for your health. But that doesn't matter. All of the things we can bring out from the peer-reviewed literature about dangers of vaccines or the fact that they aren't safety tested. There's no inert placebo control. If you're into science, you eggheads out there that are pro-vaccine, this should be problematic for you. Where is the double-blind inert placebo-controlled trial, one, much less 100, proving safety, just safety, that they can say vaccines are safe? Like a mantra, like just a mindless myrmidon. Vaccines are safe. Really, where's the science? It's a religious belief. It's a dogma of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And so public health, if it's all about public health, talk to me about the public health. Talk to me about how unhealthy kids are that are fully vaccinated or mostly vaccinated. Time after time, survey after survey, my eyes do not deceive me as I've traveled around the world. The healthiest kids are the least vaccinated or not vaccinated at all, including my own children. That can't be. Oh, we are told that vaccines are like sacrament. They're manna from pharmaceutical heaven. You figured it out. Now where are you going to go? Now where are you going to go? That's the question I have to ask, and that leads us to our first comment of the day.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Oh. Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
So this is from Liberty Lady. She says, we just put our house on the market. We are refugees in our own country. Docs refuse to write medical exemptions because they now get persecuted by the state for writing them. Liberty Lady, I don't know if you're in New York. I don't know if you're in California. But this is what I've been predicting. This is what I thought was going to happen.
Yep.
In New York? In New York? She's Liberty Lady. Okay. It's not the Statue of Liberty, but it's like that. Where are you going to go if you can't win the battle for religious liberty in your state? We've talked about cannabis refugees. Kids who would die without access to the plant that God created known as cannabis. Some CBD only, some THC combination, some mostly all of the forms. Finding that they're reversing severe diseases, neurological inclusive. Now we have, of course, one drug called Epidiolex approved for intractable, untreatable, rare forms of epilepsy in children. We, of course, have dietary supplement forms of CBD that can make no claims to that. But you've heard, and we've covered that, we've talked to moms that were refugees in their state. Where is the sanctuary state or the sanctuary city for those refuseniks, if you will? For those who do not believe in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism vaccine denomination, who do not want to subject their children to these experimental injections. Oh, yeah, they're experimental. They are. Never been tested alone for safety, never been tested against inert placebo, never been tested with any other vaccine, much less the entire CDC schedule. Patently unscientific. Purely religious dogma to believe what they're telling you through ACIP and CDC, which, by the way, profits from the marketing of the vaccine products, liability-free products. Super Don, you talked about different kinds of refugees, sanctuary cities for this, not just on the vaccine front. What were you saying on the break?
I was just pointing out, you know, with this comment that we got. This was on YouTube that, being a refugee in your own country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around that. If we had not already seen something like this, as you pointed out, with the cannabis, all of these moms, mama bears, again, right, you know, coming to the rescue of the children, you know, why should you have to uproot yourself, move to another state in order to take care of your children?
Right.
I mean, that's just so anti-American, it's just hard to even, like, fathom.
Yeah, and you have to leave the country if you have a child with cancer. You have to flee for your child's life if you don't want to resort to chemo, or maybe you already have and find it's not working and you're using cannabis and it's working. Folks, the land of the free, the land of the pharmaceutically enslaved.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump promoting his appearance on ABC. The president tweeting, I enjoyed my interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. So funny to watch the fake news media try to dissect and distort every word in as negative a way as possible. The entire interview airs Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, the president tweets.
What's your pitch to the swing voter on the fence?
Safety, security, great economy. Frankly, I think we're going to do tremendously now with African Americans.
Americans, with Asians, with Hispanics, because they have the lowest unemployment numbers they've ever had in the history of the country.
That soundbite, courtesy of ABC News. Now, in other news, President Trump gearing up for his scheduled Tuesday night appearance in Orlando, Florida. He'll be at the Amway Center, 8 o'clock Eastern, announcing he's running for re-election. The facility holds up to 20,000 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Kind of come to this question, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Well, I know it's overwhelming. It's angst-ridden. It drives anxiety levels through the roof. It's not my intention to hype any of this stuff. I know where this is going. It's very clear where it's going. And, it's a path that's been trodden many times in the past. Tyranny, the rise of tyranny, based upon centralized bureaucracies, kings, queens, anything that, violates, for instance, in America, separation of powers. We have too much power invested in the executive branch. The legislative branch is not doing squat to, for instance, on declarations of war. They've given the executive branch carte blanche since at least 9/11, probably before. Just a kinetic action. It's not a declaration, but the people don't have a say in this. So it's not just this issue of vaccination. It's so much more than that. But it's primarily because we've abdicated our obligation to limit government. It's not that the Declaration does it by itself or the Constitution does it by itself. We have to be willing to defend our rights from the main violator of those rights, which our Founding Fathers said was government. So, in the meantime, what I'm going to be doing is taking some more CBD, chilling me out. Cafe mocha flavor, my favorite. Along with the mint. I like them both so well. Plus CBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOil.com. That's a very special code if you get it directly. If you can't find it locally. I can't imagine how you can't find it locally. It's all over the place. But you can get it directly and get a 15% discount with the code RSB15. RSB15. And by the way, for those of you watching on YouTube, our show is live every Sunday on GCN, or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication. We do 2 hours a day, 6 days a week still, plus some. And that is available through robertscottbell.com or National News Radio as well. So, folks, we got a lot of healing to do here. A lot of remedying to do here. And I'm not telling you what to do, but provide maybe some options that you haven't considered, you didn't know, and where to go for these things. And that leads, sometimes y'all will actually submit questions for me to answer. That's cool. We'll do one now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Here we go. Question of the day. Number one, coming from Joanne Allen in the United Kingdom. We're also heard on UK Health Radio, so that's not surprising. Hi, from the UK. I'm trying to locate a book. Could not get it on Amazon. Surprise, surprise. Although I have managed obtaining some books. It is an English doctor from the past, Edgar Cruikshank's History and Pathology of Vaccinations. Edward Cruikshank. And if you want to see the spelling of it, it's in the show notes. There's a green block that goes for the question of the day that Super Don puts up there. So y'all can do some searches on this, and I'd encourage you to do so. Maybe beyond Google, into the, you know, there's Google Scholar, but these books that are out of print, that have been suppressed, they're not widely available. And think about a topic called History and Pathology of Vaccinations. There could be some inconvenient facts revealed historically there that will give rise to the reality that the so-called anti-vaccination movement is not new. And Andrew Wakefield had nothing to do with it. Jenny McCarthy had nothing to do with it. Now Jessica Biel had nothing to do with it. That it started from almost the beginning of Jenner's Temple of Vaccinia. Vaca cow. Herd immunity. You're a bunch of moo cows to the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the government that they bought. Yes, I'm a bit of a nerd, Joanne Allen says, but we're all in good nerd company here. Except for Super Don. He's way cool. Grandpa Super Don. He's not a nerd at all. She loves reading books. Cannot get enough. Any help would be appreciated, or similar books I could buy. Many thanks, Joanne Allen. So, there are out-of-print books that you can do searches for on eBay, for instance. That's one option. And I'm not an expert in digging these things, but when you find them, sometimes they are extremely expensive because they're so rare, and sometimes people will take those books and make them available for free as PDFs. There are a lot of books, and I've referenced the series of books over the years called Divided Legacy. Divided Legacy by Harris Coulter. Because it's the unabridged history of medicine in America. Going back and revising, it's funny, because the history we know has been revised, been abridged. It's been erased and rewritten to eliminate the reality that in America, botanical medicine, herbal medicine, eclectic medicine, homeopathic medicine, even chiropractic and naturopathic medicine has been a mainstay through much of our history. And it was erased from the history books thanks to the Flexner Report of 1910, particularly medical education, and then the control of media ultimately, which would shout down anybody who brings up historically relevant, uncomfortable truths and realities and facts about how modern medicine is the primary means by which the people of planet Earth are poisoned, theoretically back to health, but poisoned into chronic disease, poisoned into lifelong dependency on synthetic, pharmaceutical, patented petrochemicals that have a monopoly on claims for treatment of disease, even though in traditional naturopathy, you didn't treat disease. You looked at the whole person, and you found out what are the origin points of aberrant metabolic manifestations. Symptoms are guideposts to lead deeper into dysfunction due to us running the machine improperly, like Bruce Lipton talks about in epigenetics. You put wrong information in the machine, it's going to spit out something as an adaptation to that wrong information. You don't eat organic food? You eat genetically modified pesticide-laden food? You're going to, just like I had, massive, devastating symptoms. So the history that has been rewritten causes us to be ignorant of that history. Therefore, we make the same damn mistakes over and over again, expecting different results. Divided legacy, that's still available. There are books on naturopathy written in the early part of the 20th century that I have in my library, and they're boxed up until I find a permanent place to live, where I'll unbox all of those things, and maybe I'll be able to feature some of them, that go into the eclectic forms, the energetic recognition, the spiritual basis for health and or disease, and concepts of the law of the terrain. I would say number one on the list is, and you can find this, books written about Antoine Béchamp versus Louis Pasteur. Books about Claude Bernard, the French physiologist that, you know, this is all related to the law of the terrain that I kind of hinted at in our opening segment today, talking about vaccine mandates. They've completely rewritten history, rewritten consciousness, so that the vast majority of the American people, or maybe people around planet Earth that are not connected to spirit, which we all are technically, but we kind of ignore it, shut it down, drug it out of our systems, that we long for something better, and then we're sold that something better is in a syringe. It will save us from, on Friday's show I talked about, what modern medicine and the doctors that do vaccinations, the pharmaceutical industry that captures your legislators that pass anti-religion laws, violating your religious beliefs to mandate participation in the vaccine game, very dangerous game. I said what they have done is basically declared, or they're involved in an ongoing war on creation itself. It's man versus God. It's man versus creation. When you recognize the principles of creation, the law of the terrain, that you don't get sick merely because you're exposed to a germ, you have to be vulnerable from within if that exposure would manifest in a way you don't like, or you don't have to be exposed to anything. You are altering your terrain by putting garbage in and not getting the garbage out, that you alter what grows in that terrain, and that is what they call pathogenic bacteria. Where E. coli exists in your colon and does nothing harmful to you, it's actually beneficial, doing its job. But if you alter the balance through antibiotic use, glyphosate introduction, now that E. coli can alter, express new DNA in that environment and become something that they call the deadly E. coli infection. These concepts are not to be found in modern medical text, in the medical, not only the textbooks, but the curricula, based on Flexner Report of 1910. And unfortunately, God bless our allopathic naturopaths that go through Bastyr and National College and Arizona. I'm not throwing them under the bus, but let's just acknowledge that they are teaching Flexner Report curricula in their schools. How do you graduate from a naturopathic school? We're not talking traditional naturopathy like we do from Trinity, for instance. And again, I don't say that either one should not exist. They should all coexist. But how do you graduate from a naturopathic medical school and go into gastroenterology and then use antibiotics and prednisone as a primary mechanism by which you treat inflammatory infectious disease of the gut? I'm telling you because I've lectured there as a homeopath, and I'm the only guy going, hey, we can do this without drugs. So how much has education been corrupted, even naturopathic? It's fine if you're an allopathic naturopath. Just know your lane and don't trounce out all over the traditional naturopaths that don't use drugs, that don't treat disease, that don't inject, that don't do surgery. So the books that Joanne Allen is asking about, there's too many to mention. And until I pull out my library again and start focusing on them, and I will eventually, hopefully within a matter of months or less, I can talk about that. But connect with, for instance, Not a Nurse and Not a Doc. Yeah, on Facebook, while they still have that private group. Because Chris is really a nutritional historian, bringing out stuff that you don't hear from many people about the things that have been rewritten or erased, eliminated. And this is where I'm encouraged by you, Joanne, and others that will begin to dig through any mechanism we have to find books that are no longer published about the real medical history of the West and about the real acknowledgement that the law of the terrain is everything. The germ is really nothing relative to that. It's only opportunistic when given the right environment. Very quickly here, there's a story about the FDA picking IBM, Walmart, and others for blockchain medication tracking programs. And this is at iDigitalHealth.com. You can find these stories linked up at RobertScottBell.com. And this is much like Real ID 2020, tracking your medical records because you've acquiesced, you've given them a social security number, you've allowed them to number your children like beasts in the field because they're told, oh, you can't have a deduction if you don't do it. Or you can't work if you don't do it. You can't travel if you don't do it. Again, the American people, you, me, we're the problem because we've allowed this to happen. When do you stand up and say, no, you don't have the authority to do that which is in violation of my religious freedom, and I will not number my children like beasts in the field. Plant those seeds for y'all to go further, and we'll be back with antibiotic resistance from China next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I was sucking down some CBD oil, plus CBD oil from industrial or agricultural hemp, and I think that Super Don, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to be giving away a bottle of this Cafe Mocha flavor. In the next couple of days, I don't know which day. Is it Tuesday of this week?
Tuesday.
So for those of you who say, hey, I want to win one of those, how do I do that? Well, listen, if you please, just buy it and you'll love it. But if you want to try and win one, the odds are in your favor because we're not the lottery. So it's not a zillion people signing up to win. But if you go to robertscottbell.com and you sign up for email alerts, we don't do a lot of them and we don't sell lists or any of that stuff. In there will be the instructions, if you haven't already gotten it, as to how to enter. You have to get the email to learn how to enter. I don't say it on the air so you guys can plug in because, you know, we're very concerned and rightfully so that with all this, these calls for censorship, even email server people. I mean, they're like the what monkey one is? What is that called? Something
MailChimp.
MailChimp.
Yeah.
Shut down all accounts that have lists that are sent out email that have anything that is not worshipful of vaccines. Not kidding. Censorship is extending and expanding. So please plug into the Robert Scott Bell Show by going to robertscottbell.com. As long as we can, you know, stay connected directly, that's a way that we can, you know, get you some bonus gifts once in a while as well. There's a lot of upcoming webinars and events that we're participating in, and those are also in the show notes and have a special tab. Plus, the Science Bites, which happens every couple of weeks with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, going into the science, the peer-reviewed science on different vaccines and adverse events, so that when they claim we're anti-science, we go, take it up with the medical journal. They published it. Maybe they'll retract it for you. So these are the things that are coming up. So go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts. All right, final story of this first hour of the show. Again, we got 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, so Monday through Friday as well through naturalnewsradio.com, in addition to our home and broadcast radio syndication here at GCN, GCNlive.com. Antibiotic-resistant salmonella strain moves from China to U.S. Now, is it that the salmonella strains just got tired of communist China? And they said, we need refugee status. We're coming to America. They're gonna protect us there, right? There's a lot of antibiotic resistance in America, especially in hospitals. The gene that makes salmonella resistant to antibiotics, last resort, has finally made its way from Asia to the United States, according to a new study. They've isolated the gene MCR-3.1. Doesn't it sound like an old Microsoft software? MCR. I mean, honestly, Microsoft 3.1, I remember that. In a patient who has traveled to China 2 weeks before falling ill to salmonella, according to research published in the Journal of Medical Microbiology. So again, it's all about the genes. This gene tells you that you cannot treat the salmonella. In fact, all of the salmonella with that gene expression will eat every antibiotic you throw at it for lunch. and laugh at you. Coming from China, of all places. Now, this is interesting because when you hear about our earth muffin friends that believe in a healthy environment, but they want to use centralized bureaucracies to induce it upon us all, and that healthy environment will result in the deaths of millions of people, right? You shut down fossil fuels, if we call them that. People will die en masse. And this is not be endorsing, oh, fossil fuels. You better stop that Robert Scott Bell because he's all for fossil fuels. Listen, I understand environmental degradation, environmental toxicology. But the reason we have 7 billion plus people on the planet is because we're burning fossil fuels. Be honest about this. So if we focus on toxicology and more local production of organic foods, we're going to do a lot more for our environment than just stopping cars from being used or planes from being flown. Why do I go there? Well, China, the biggest, if not, I think the biggest polluter on planet Earth as far as countries. And all of the treaties that they want, the left wants us to sign as America, would not apply to China. China will go, we're going to keep polluting. Y'all, in the meantime, will produce all your plastic cheap stuff, and y'all won't be able to manufacture anything because you've signed on to international treaties that prohibit you from using the things that you need to be able to produce those things. So I want you to think clearly about the side effects of global green treaties and the fact that no amount of alternative fuel will replace the grid as it exists today. So you're going to have to live a lot differently. So think clearly, Ocasio-Cortez, when you claim we can eliminate fossil fuels and force everybody to live like cavemen or women. Oh, wait, did they eat meat? Occasionally they did. I don't know if that works for them. Folks, by the way, if you're worried about resistance, antibiotic resistance, we have bioactive silver hydrosol, and there is no evidence of resistance to the active state of silver, that is the ion. Use it appropriately, judiciously, and safely, and if you're not sure how, get my book, Unlock the Power to Heal, that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.